This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Aid trucks have started moving through a U.S.-built pier anchored off Gaza's coast, the U.S. Central Command said on Friday, marking the first batch of aid to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. Trevor Coyle from Reuters reports.
The aid being delivered via the floating pier is the first to reach Gaza by sea in weeks. The United Nations said it was finalizing plans to get aid in via the pier, but Deputy UN spokesperson Farhan Haq said land access is still the most effective way to get aid into Gaza.
Getting aid to people in need into and across Gaza cannot and should not depend on a floating dock far from where needs are most acute.
It all comes as Israeli forces battled Hamas fighters in northern Gaza on Friday in some of the fiercest engagements since they returned to the area a week ago. While in the south, militants attacked tanks massing around Rafah.
Trevor Coral from Reuters. After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it is time to move on. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Brashear has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Three Spanish tourists were killed and at least one Spaniard was injured in an attack by gunmen in Afghanistan's central Bamyan province, Spain's foreign ministry said on Friday. Reuters' Ryan Cheng has the details.
The Taliban Interior Ministry says it made four arrests linked to the attack, which also left several foreign nationals and Afghans injured. It's among the most serious attacks targeting foreign citizens since foreign forces left Afghanistan and the Taliban took over the country in 2021. It's unclear why the attack happened. Mountainous Bamyan is home to a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the remains of two giant Buddha statues blown up by the Taliban during their previous rule in 2001. The Taliban have since 2021 let a small number of tourists visit and access the Buddha statues.
Ryan Cheng from Reuters. French security forces have reported another death in armed clashes in the French Pacific territory of New Caledonia. The fatality Saturday was the sixth in nearly a week of violent unrest racking the archipelago, where indigenous people have long sought independence from France. A security official said the person was killed in an exchange of fire at one of the many impromptu barricades that have been erected to block roads on the island. The official said two other people were seriously injured in the exchange of fire. Two police officers were among those who died earlier. The violence has prompted the government in Paris to impose a state of emergency on the archipelago and rush in police reinforcements. Hundreds of protesters in Peru's capital marched on Friday to demand the scrapping of a new law that describes transgender people, among others, as having a mental illness so they can access health benefits. Reuters' Devi Rajar reports.
Peru's government says the change aims to facilitate insurance coverage for transgender people and others with gender identity disorders when they seek mental health care. Lawmaker and neurologist Edwin Malaga said the language in this case is obsolete.
This law is outdated. It comes from 1994, if I'm not wrong. The CIE-10 and the Ministry of Health have quote-unquote updated it, but it's an outdated law as it declares homosexuality a disease, which is obviously out of discussion. It's not like that. What lawmakers have done is to ask the Ministry of Health to amend this.
Government officials insist there is a misunderstanding over the new law.
Devi Rajaram from Reuters. A government minister says Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico's condition is stable but serious as the man accused of trying to assassinate him faced his first court appearance. Health Minister Zuzana Dolenkova said Saturday that two-hour surgery to remove dead tissue from multiple gunshot wounds, quote, contributed to a positive prognosis for Fico. Defense Minister Robert Kalinek says his condition still makes it impossible to transport him to the capital, Bratislava. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.